Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Much of the chaos in Portland, Oregon has died down, officials there reporting that last night's protests were largely peaceful after federal officers agreed to pull back their presence in force. And the city of Oakland voted this week to block any federal officers from acting against protesters there after the president proposed to intervene in the city and other places, too, like New York City and Chicago. Joining us now is the mayor of Oakland, Libby Schaff. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me, Tanya.
And Mayor, you've joined with other mayors who are strongly against this idea of federal officers coming into your city. Can you say more on why?
Well, we saw what a disaster it was in Portland. This president seems more intent on creating campaign ads that slander progressive, diverse cities like Oakland than actually restoring public safety. Now, let's be clear. I have no tolerance for vandalism, but I know my community far better than this president. And I know that sending unwanted troops with no coordination or supervision by local authorities is a recipe for disaster and more civil unrest. And it was encouraging that just as we were starting our press conference, the federal government agreed to withdraw troops from Portland. And we are very hopeful that he will not overstep and abuse his authority anymore.
You mentioned you have no tolerance for violence. We know that Oakland protests actually turned violent earlier this week. There was a setting of fire at a courthouse. They vandalized a police station, smashed windows, pointed lasers at officers. Also, I want to talk about, though, other crimes. Shootings are way up in Oakland compared to last year. Your own home has been vandalized. When it comes to violent crime, aside from the protests, places like Chicago, Baltimore, and New York have actually turned to Washington for help. Do you think local officials in Oakland could use any support from the federal government in the way of bringing down violent crime?
You know, Oakland has received national recognition for cutting gun violence in half through the ceasefire approach. And that includes a partnership with local federal law enforcement. That partnership has been in place for years, but it's under the direction of local government. We direct that partnership. What was different about what happened in Portland was federal troops being sent in against the will and over the protests of local government and with no coordination, no supervision by local officials. Partnerships are great when they are focused and led by the local knowledge. So that's what we've been proud to see in Oakland through our ceasefire initiative, which really treats gun violence as a public health problem, not as much as a crime problem. It involves a lot of non-law enforcement partners that really communicate to people and say, we want you to live and be free, and we are here to support you in those choices. But those who do get involved with gun violence, they will face prosecution. And there is a real focus on making sure that we address violent crime first in our community above all other types of crime.
I want to ask you about policing a little bit more. So you voted against more cuts to Oakland's police department recently. Now your city council has unanimously voted to form a task force that will look at how to cut the police department's budget in half over the next 2 years. Is that realistic, a 50% budget cut for the police department there in 2 years?
You know, I think Oakland is doing this right. We responded immediately to calls to defund police by making a more than $14 million cut to our police department's budget. But when some council members wanted to make additional cuts, we could see that that could not be done without eliminating a particular service or response capacity from our police department. And those council members were unwilling to identify which service or which impact this cut would result in. And so that's why this task force is the right way to do it. This task force does not have the power to actually cut 50% of the police department budget. What they do have is the responsibility to analyze the possibilities, to make sure that this process is transparent and community-led. And that work over the next 6 months will then inform my creation of the budget as well as the council's ultimate passage. It is so important that we don't just respond without any analysis or impact data, without any transparency or information for our public. We'll see if it results in a 50% cut, but at least we'll have the information and the recommendations from this committed group of residents.
That's Oakland Mayor Libby Schaff. Thank you so much, Mayor.
Thank you. Have a good one.